Alejandra Perez has already had a lot of experience behind the wheel. When she first came to the States from Mexico, she says she could legally drive in North Carolina. But when she came to Vermont, she found out she wouldn't be able to drive her newborn twins. Speaking through an interpreter, Perez says she realized things were different when she tried to get her license and was asked for her social security number.
And there I faced the reality here that I couldn't rent a car, I couldn't buy a car, I couldn't look for a job, I couldn't move freely.
That changed on January 1st, when new rules went into effect allowing Vermont residents without a social security number to get driver's licenses.
Slow down.
Despacio.
Set parking emergency brake.
Practicing for her driver's test, Perez had to know some key English phrases because interpreters aren't allowed during the test. With just a day left to study, Perez talked about the challenge at her home in Addison County.
Are you nervous for the test tomorrow?
Yes. Sí, porque el examen va a ser en inglés.
Practical exam is in English, and I do understand English when people speak slowly, but as people speak fluently, I can only pick up some words, so.
Despite that nervousness, Perez says she's excited for the opportunities that come with the new mobility. For starters, Perez says she wants to improve her English.
First of all, I want to go to school. And after that, I would like to find a job.
Her husband works on a nearby dairy farm, and now that the twins are old enough for pre-K education, Perez will have some spare time for school, but many migrant workers in Vermont will use the new licenses to get to work. The new cards look much like other Vermont driver's licenses, with a small red bar at the top that reads, "Not for federal identification." Perez says some of the migrant workers she knows are nervous about the new law, but she thinks many will get their license to meet their basic needs.
But I also know of quite a few people who are excited about it and are going through the process and wanting to get their licenses soon because it's really sad to be stuck at a farm for hours at a time. And sometimes I know of people who run out of food and continue to work even without food.
Perez says her husband plans to get his license once she's gone through the process. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.